You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Genevieve Hayward, that is good company. I'm Rocker here with Caleb on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Genevieve Hayward is a Nashville-based indie rock artist whose career has been nothing short of a whirlwind. With a knack for authentic lyrics and witty sense of humor, Genevieve has captivated audiences both nationally and internationally, touring across the U.S. and Europe. A native of Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, and a former resident in Sturgeon Bay, Genevieve relocated to Nashville, where she collaborates with another Wisconsin transplant, Madison's Dan O'Stoffels. Right now, Genevieve is on tour in the Midwest and will be in Wisconsin in just a few days. But tonight, I believe we're talking with Genevieve backstage at the Raccoon Motel in Davenport, Iowa. Genevieve, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And did I get that right? Are you backstage at the Raccoon Motel?
We are, yeah. I'm actually sitting in our tour van right now, so I can actually hear the sound checking without me right now. I can hear them.
Oh, that is too funny. Well, we just heard your song, Good Company, from your new album, Make It Easier. Is this song a song you wrote about Dan O'Stoffels?
Did I write it about Dan O?
Yeah.
Ironically, Good Company is more so about... No, it's not. Well, I mean, Dan is good company, so technically, yes. I don't want to, like, discredit that. But, no, Good Company is kind of like, I'd moved to Nashville. I wrote it there. And I just kind of had a little bit of an identity crisis. And it was like, well, all my friends are gone. All my family's gone. Like, I'm in this new city. But that, it wasn't the case. That's a really dramatic way of saying that. So it's actually Good Company is like the opposite. Like, it's not actually good company, I guess.
Well, Dan is good company. I'm glad you're with him. Tell us a little of your backstory. How did you get started in music?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I got started when I was really young. I was, like, started taking piano lessons when I think I was six years old. So, and I have very supportive music parents. They're not music, but they're really supportive of me. So they got me in everything I could have been signed up for, whether it was school of rock or vocal lessons, guitar lessons, all that stuff. And I started doing festivals when I was younger and was just so obsessed with all the cool artists I was around. And I was like, I'm going to freaking do that one day. I want to sleep in a van and be on the road and stuff. So little Genevieve out for sure.
How old were you when you were doing your first shows?
Like my first performances, like with my own music, probably 13, I think, when I had like four originals or whatever. Then I was touring a little heavier when I was like 16. And then when I got out of high school, I couldn't get to venues fast enough. I was saying yes to every offer I got or begging people to let me play for $50 pretty much.
Now, how did you meet Dan O'Stoffels? I'm going to imagine that there was a steel bridge involved.
There was a steel bridge involved. Yeah. I actually met Dan when I was like, God, like 15, I think. So, I met him at Steelbridge Songfest in Sturgeon Bay, and he was one of the engineers there, and we just hit it off, and we started to work together more seriously because I think he saw the originals in me, and when I was 17, we made a record, and we released it on my 18th birthday, and we've been working together pretty much ever since then. So, yeah.
Now, you also, I think, have done some work with Timbuk3's Pat McDonald, the Future So Bright I Gotta Wear Shades guy. Do you have any good Save the Bridge memories?
Oh, man, yeah. Pat, I mean, Steelbridge changed my life. Like, no doubt in my mind on that. And Pat, I met Pat when I was 13, and I was playing an open mic in Sturgeon Bay because my parents, we have a cabin up on Washington Island, and we actually missed the ferry because it was snowing. So... honestly, the butterfly effect is a very real thing. So I met Pat that night, and I think some of my favorite memories, I mean, are at 4 in the morning, and I was 17 years old, writing and playing with touring artists and getting that experience and being able to be around that and solidifying, like, yeah, this is 100% what I want to do. A lot of kids don't get to be in that kind of environment, and luckily my mom was like, all right, like, sure, you could stay in a motel with a bunch of artists. We'll see how it goes. And then It was the best thing ever.
That's the music motel that Pat owns up in Sturgeon Bay, right?
Yep, the Holiday Music Motel. Holiday Music Motel. Yeah, him and Jackson Brown. I believe Jackson Brown is part owner on that too, but yeah.
What a great place. Genevieve, you recently signed with Symphonic Distribution and Little Dog Entertainment for management. How has that impacted your musical career as an independent artist?
Yeah, it's been nice. It's kind of more reassuring than anything. It's getting help as a DIY artist is such a crazy feeling, because when you've done it for like by yourself for 7 years without any help. I mean, I have help from friends like Dan. I don't want to discredit that, but it's still pretty early on. Like with Symphonic, that's really early. I'm only on my second single. I just released Make It Easier. Actually, yesterday it came out. So still early on with that. So I'm not quite sure what will come from that, but management has been phenomenal. My manager, Russ, outdoes himself. I mean, he's phenomenal, and he's gotten us so many opportunities already in the short time we've worked together. So that's been like a weight lifted off my back for sure. Like I have a proper team now, you know, like a really solid team.
Oh, it's nice to have that support.
Oh God. Yeah. It feels so good.
Now you have a new EP coming out soon, and it's called Sprinkles. I mean, I really like Chocolate Jimmies. Tell us about Sprinkles.
So I got invited to do this artist development program at a really cool, it's a studio, but it's also a school. It's called Dark Horse Institute in Franklin, Tennessee, outside of the city. And I got invited to go there, and there was like a writing camp. So I got to write with a bunch of artists for a week, and Sprinkles was one of the songs that I wrote. Because I think I said, can I swear on this?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. That's good you said that, because I was about to. So I pretty much said the line while we were writing this song. I was like, well, you know, you can't put sprinkles on a S-word sundae. That's what I said. And so they all were like, that's hilarious. So, like, one of the taglines in the song is, can't put sprinkles on a S-word situation. We changed the sundae to situation. And sprinkles just kind of stuck with me, because sprinkles are, it's kind of like, you can't fluff stuff up. You got to kind of take it head on. So that's what the sprinkles represent. It was a really cool opportunity too, at Dark Horse.
We're here with Genevieve Hayward. Genevieve Hayward hits Wisconsin May 15th at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison, May 16th at the Club Garibaldi in Milwaukee, and Gibson Music Hall in Appleton on May 17th. How do you like having Daniel Stoffels as your tour guide through Wisconsin?
It's great. I mean, I was born and raised there, and so it's kind of like a nostalgic. We both feel the nostalgia. I only moved about a year and a half ago, though, so I feel like I'm just going home. But yeah, no, it's been good. I mean, touring's hard, a lot of hard work, so much hard work and so much energy. But we've been really making it happen on this one. This one has felt really good so far.
Now, Dan is the drummer. Who else is in your band?
So Dan's drumming, and then we also have Jason Richard, my guitar player, and we have Ryan Norman on bass, his first tour with us, actually. Ryan, they're both based in Nashville, and then we have my good friend Jess Murphy, who's morale booster, merch person, extra pair of hands, helps us find food in the area, helps us just with anything we need.
Nice.
He's been phenomenal to have on this, yeah.
A little navigation?
Yeah, navigation, yeah. He's been really, really awesome. So there's five of us all together.
Touring in a van in the Midwest on tour. How can we keep up with Genevieve Hayward online?
Yeah, so this is really important. Social media is, honestly, I hate that I have to push it, but as an independent artist, it is one of our only things that we have to use, to utilize, mm-hmm. to get our name out there. And somebody told me I need to stop being embarrassed about talking about my Instagram handle. But Instagram, I'm very, very active on that. So if you ever want to find out where we're going next, like I post stories, I post silly reels. My Instagram is at GenHeyward. And then Facebook, you can just find my page, Genevieve Hayward. And then we actually just did a really big merch drop. So if you go to GenevieveHayward.com, you'll see all the tour dates there. But not only that, you can order merch. You can pre-order merch and pick it up at a show. It's really cool. We have a whole bunch of new stuff, posters, shirts, koozies. I think those are the top three ways to keep up with me. And Spotify, nice. Of course.
Perfect. Let's see. May 15th at the Gamma Ray in Madison. May 16th at Club Garibaldi in Milwaukee. And May 17th at Gibson Music Hall in Appleton. Genevieve, thank you so much for taking the time out to chat with us tonight. In just a moment, we're going to listen to your new single, Make It Easier. Is that a command or a wish?
I guess it's okay. In the terms of the song, it's a wish.
Okay.
It's kind of like, man, you really could have made a lot of this easier, but you just didn't. Kind of in that realm, I guess.
Nice. Okay, well, let's listen to the brand new single from Genevieve Hayward. This is Make It Easier. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.